Eddie, how'd you sum all that up?
How long you got? Don't know where to start. It was an excellent performance from us. You know, even if we'd have got beaten, I was really, really pleased. We came in with a game plan to try and pass the ball and be brave, and we certainly did that, sometimes probably too much. But I'd much rather that than the other way around. We went toe-to-toe with a really good football team, tried to out-football them, made a great start. They showed their quality by coming back into it, and then we showed great character to get a leveller.
I was going to say, is that what probably pleased you most today, the character to come back when you went behind?
Without a doubt. It's easy, I think, at that stage of the game to feel sorry for yourself and be unlucky losers, come back 3 or 4-2 defeat and everyone goes unlucky and we go again. But the players showed great character from that point on because we were the dominant team and had a second wind in effect and scored a deserved goal.
It was a chess match at times, wasn't it? I know you changed formation a couple of times there. You must have been so many things going through your mind on the touchline.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think for the neutral sometimes it's lost, but yeah, we changed 2 or 3 times and it was out of necessity. It wasn't trying to be too clever. It was, they were causing us problems. We caused them problems to start with, then they caused us problems, and then we got a hold of the game again, and then when we changed to try and get a goal back in the game, which we felt worked, and then again we had to change to try and shut up shop for the last bit of the game.
Let's deal with some of the major incidents. The 2 penalties, first of all, have you seen them again, and did you think they were both pens?
I don't think the ref can not give them. I think they're absolutely blatant, and I think the thing that disappoints me is the third one should have been given as well on Wes Thomas. I thought it was an absolute cast iron penalty. Without seeing it again, that was my initial response, and I just felt as the away team's never going to get 3 penalties. I think that was the attitude taken.
It was obviously one of those where your players sometimes got frustrated at some of the decisions. You seem to have waves where they went against you, but I guess keeping your head in those situations is key.
Well, I think the temptation, and it's a difficult one for the referee because he's given 2 penalties, and then he feels, whether it's human instinct, he has to try and even it up. The reality is he doesn't. He's just given what he sees, and I did feel there was a lot of that in the game where we didn't get any decisions in the actual bits and pieces of the game.
An unlikely hero in the last part of the equalising goal. Anyway, Elliot Ward popping up at sort of right wing centre forward and kept his head in that situation as well.
He did. He showed real quality, and he's done that a few times where he's marauded forward this season, and he showed real quality. But it was a really good goal, really well worked, and a lot of our football was very brave from the players today. As I said, we received the ball deep in our own half under pressure. And that pleases me more than anything because we really have to be different. We have to try and break the mould if we want to be successful this year, and the players have certainly taken that on today.
A drawing feeling, obviously, is not one you've experienced yet this season, but do you go home sort of kicking yourself slightly having had a 2-goal lead or relieved having come back?
No, I think we have to take the positives. I think it's a point gained. I said before the game, anything we get here will be a bonus for us because they're a top side and they've spent a lot of money building what they think will be a Premier League challenge this year for them, and we've come away from home and done ourselves proud, so no, I'm pleased.
The likes of Tommy obviously came in, who's had a challenging time, hasn't been able to get into the team. What about his leadership and things today?
He was excellent on Tuesday, and that's why he got the start today. His attitude since being out of the team has been spot on, and you don't perform as he did today and on Tuesday if you let it affect you negatively, so full credit to him. And also, that you look at the injuries we've got, we're still able to come here and get a result. That hopefully bodes well for the season.
And Ryan Fraser disappeared from the bench before kickoff. What happened there?
Just felt a tight hamstring. I don't think it was a pull or anything. He just felt it was tight and felt if he came on, he wouldn't be able to do himself justice. So we made the change.
Just finally, you've got a clear week now, obviously, then Blackburn and Leeds coming up as well. So these results at places like this will give you massive confidence to take on those sort of teams.
Well, hopefully the fixtures for us don't seem to get any easier. As you say, Blackburn, Leeds. And after that, we've got a really tough run. So we're in the midst of a spell of games where we need to try and dig out points and stay competitive. Today was the first one of those, and it's a good start for us.